a breathtaking，
了解一下就可以了，激动人心的，不寻常的。你看看这个表达方式，我们反过来就应该把一个动词短语 take breath。 好，翻译一个语句，哇，这幅画面实在是太美了，怎么来表达？那你不要告诉我 the picture is really beautiful，或者说 what a beautiful picture，我说这画面实在是太美了。 The picture takes my breath、yeah. The picture takes my breath， 美的都让我怎么样，透不过气来了、right. 所以你再来形容一个人长得很美的时候，哦、oh,The girl takes my breath. The dress takes my breath.、The beautiful dress takes my breath.、Yeah. 所以表示激动人心的，不寻常的，让人感到透不过气来，这非常夸张的语气 breathtaking。 翻译语句，我们决定要进行一次不同寻常的开心的旅行，决定去旅行， decide to go for a trip, right?Okay, so we decided to go for a breathtaking trip. Good. 那 soar, 高飞翱翔。We can't soar in the blue sky with our wings. What? 没有翅膀，不能用自己的翅膀翱翔在蓝天上。But we can take airplane, right? And we can soar in the blue sky effortlessly. 那么这样的话，我们就可以毫不费力的翱翔在蓝天上 ，right? Yeah, so effortlessly, Landscape 景色，那么这个景色一定要注意，它是主要是指从高处或远处远望或高看的这种大地的漂亮的风光啊。Landscape means spectacle, 啊，这两个词同时要记住啊。Landscape or spectacle, it means extraordinary sight.无论是哪一个词汇，这两个词汇的概念相当于 extraordinary sight。 如果我们表示自然风光，你应该采用的哪个词汇？ scenery。 OK、如果是让人目击的一种场面，你不能用 scenery、right? 也应该是 scene， S-C-E-N-E。 如果是透过窗子，车窗啊，房屋的窗子所看到的景色， view。 OK， Our classroom doesn't have a good viewOur classroom doesn't have a good view. 我们的教室显然透过窗子向外看并没有什么好看的景致， right? 也用到了 view. 好，把这几个词汇跟我来读一下。 View, view, scenery, scene, spectacle, spectacle, landscape. 好，想想看泰山日出真是壮观的景象，用到哪一个词？ Landscape, our spectacle, right? So, the...Rising sun in Taishan is a spectacle. Got it? 好，最后一个用词 fresh， 精神饱满的。那么要看在什么样情况下运用这个词了。A freshman， what a name? A freshman， 或者反过来说 ，the man is fresh。你可以没有上下文，你可以说他是精力非常的充沛。Oh, well, look at that guy. He's really fresh. 那么我们就可以说，瞧那个小伙子 ，he's really fresh.它的含义 means what? 很帅。所以下次你忘记了帅怎么说，就直接说 You are really 帅。哎呀，为什么？你把这 fresh 快点给我朗读一下。Fresh, OK。但是这个词主要是用来修饰、男士啊 ，OK。Uncrumpled 的背熟没有垮下来，在他回家了，精力充沛而没有垮下来。He went home fresh and uncrumpled. Yeah. I don't think I can go home fresh and uncrumpled. I feel tired out now. Right? Okay. Okay. Now please open your books at page 204. We leave the exercise till tomorrow morning. So, let's finish the text. Lesson 44.那我们今天呢要把44课以及我们写作的一些知识要结束掉，所以呢把重点的先放在前面，那么练习题留在后面再做啊。Yesterday morning we finished all the words. I think you still remember how to use positively, right? Spacious, exhaust, and so on. 那么这些重点词汇同学们应该尽快的把握住。Now I study the text. Speed and comfort. 又快捷又舒适。
we studied the text to learn how to organize what our composition.
那么学习这篇文章呢，不仅仅是要学习词汇和句型，最重要的应该是如何去组织这篇文章。OK， 如何通过对比法来论述你的观点？
People traveling long distance frequently have to decide whether they would prefer to go by land, sea, or air.
那我们可以说是作者第一步就跨入了正题，这可以是综合性的一个 topic、啊、
People traveling long distance frequently.
那么同学们发现这里的现在分词短语修饰 people， 经常长途旅行的人。那么我们在表达的时候可以用定语从句。 OK, now please listen to me
to see how I paraphrase it. People who travel long distance frequently.
OK, 你发现我在示意的时候我们并没有用进行时态，而直接表达为什么呢？ People who travel long distance. 为什么没有说 people who are traveling long distance?
因为这里的 ing 形式并不表示动作此时此刻正在进行，而是一个主动的所发出的动作。
Got it? Yeah. 所以不必使用进行时态。但是那要看具体情况，如果强调正在读报纸的一个人， a person reading newspaper, 那么当然我们试一试 a person who is reading newspaper now, right?
Frequently in Chinese what?
经常的定期的 right? OK, quite often, quite often means frequently.
How to decide what?
那么必须要决定什么呢？那是 how to make up their minds, right? 必须要下一决心。
Whether they would prefer to go by land, sea, or air.
Go means, OK, 出发。By land 只是路上这种走陆路还是走水路或者还是坐飞机呢？Yeah, 这是比较综合性的，但是为什么作者没有说 by train, by car, by bicycle? Right? OK. 那么我们 by train, by car, by bicycle, 那么它侧重点强调综合性概念都是 by land. OK, so. 所以通过这三个部分我们是在对比什么呢？ Train, car, and so on. What? By sea means by ship, right? OK. By airplane, by air. 所以是三大类进行了比较。
Would prefer to do.
那么这个固定句式结构是我们同学们曾经接触过的内容了、啊、Would prefer 一定要注意，无论是直接用 prefer 还是 would prefer， 它都要和动词不定式 to 搭配连用。那么如果我们用 would rather would sooner， 那么后面要和什么搭配？哎，动词原形 would rather do would sooner do， 那么也是表示宁愿做某事、啊 yeah. 如果想强调最好做某事 had betterdo， 当然它也是和动词原形搭配的含义差别很大啊。所以同学们记住这几个表达方式，不要弄混了。Would prefer to do, would rather do, would sooner do, had better do. Got it?
Hardly anyone can positively enjoy sitting in a train for more than a few hours.
那么一定要注意
，hardly anyone.Can positively enjoy sitting in the train for more than a few hours?
同学们可能要问到一个问题，为什么这个 hardly 用于句首，句子没有倒装呢？同学们注意到了、yeah. 那么表示一个泛泛的规律性的问题的时候，即便是 hardly 用在句首，那么使用人称表不定代词 anyone、anybody 等等，我们不采用倒装结构啊，一定要注意 anyone anybody等等，不采用倒装结构，依旧是正常语序。
So hardly anyone means what?
那么这里的 hardly anyone 所表达的概念实际上就相当于什么呢？ Nobody, right? 但直接用 nobody 予以肯定的这个否定的太强烈了。In fact, we should say nearly nobody, right? Yeah. 那么将近几乎或者说 virtually nobody, don't you think so? 我们刚刚学到的一个重点词汇几乎差不多。Virtually、啊、所以这里的 hardly anyone 那么就相当于 virtually nobody virtually no one、啊、所以要采用正常语序，不能采用倒装，一定要注意啊。那么几乎没有人很肯定愿意坐在火车上一坐就是几个小时 Yeah, 那是谁？
Virtually no one enjoy traveling by train for more than a few hours. Answer me. Yes? Train compartments soon get cramped and stuffy.
所以我们这里是通过具体的实例来作为支持句来支持第一句话。我们谈到了 by land, 那么它显然要通过典型的 train, car, 来叙述坐怎么样坐路上的行程是什么样的哈。
In fact, the writer is comparing what? Airplane with trains and cars, right?
那么它通过对比的目的就是要起到一个什么的作用啊
To illustrate advantages of traveling by air, right? Train compartments soon get cramped and stuffy.
那么这个火车的车厢很快变得既窄小又闷气 right?
Okay, why? So many people would prefer to travel by train because what? The journeyCost a little, right?
你要知道，这个坐火车旅行，它花费的钱要稍微的少一点。
Yeah, and in our opinion, train is much safer than traveling by air.
以我们普通的观点说，坐火车旅行比坐飞机旅行要安全 ，right?
Okay. So that's the reason why countless people would prefer to travel by train instead of by air.
Got it?
It is almost impossible to take your mind off the journey. That is, you concentrate your mind on the journey itself.
Yeah.
Nothing can help you to keep away from it.
那么这句话作者依旧在说明什么呢?
This is the disadvantage of traveling by train.
还是在说明坐火车的缺点。
Yeah. Firstly,Trains get cramped and stuffy. Secondly, it is impossible for you to take your mind off the journey.
Got it?
Let's say you cannot enjoy yourself on the train or in the train.
Got it?
Yeah.
那么我们在这个第二语句当中论述缺点这个语句当中说要转移开你的注意力从你这个长途旅行当中转移注意力这是不可能的几乎是不可能的。注意这个重点表达方式 take your mind off something 把注意力转移开好那么如果是把我们在运用 take 的时候也可以用什么呢
keep
yeah keep okay keep away from right now please listen to me
a holiday can take your mind off your anxiety
I should say this is a good example 这是一个很不错的例子
a holidayCan take your mind off your anxiety.
Got it? 那我们说度假可以把你的注意力从你的这个烦恼事件当中事情当中转移开
Yeah, okay. So that's a good idea for you. You know, a holiday can take your mind off your anxiety, right?
Yeah.
Now translate a sentence. Please use keep one's mind off.
请这次同学们用 keep one's mind off.完全相当于 take one's mind off 啊，一定不要再去想那些不快乐的事情了。OK， 那么我们这个用来加强语气的时候，在祈使句当中一定怎么样 ？So
do
right?
OK,
do
yes, keep your mind off
what?
Of your unhappiness, right?
Do keep your mind off your unhappiness, or do take your mind off your unhappiness, right? 好，我是不能够把注意力从我的考试转移开的，我的考试的日子马上就到来了。那么这句话我们口头来做一下。So,
I can't take my mind off my examination because the examination day is coming, right?
So answer me a question.
Yeah. And according to our experience,
那么经过我们的这种亲身的经历哈、
I should say to our cost, can you keep your mind off the long distance of journey? Can you take your mind off the long distance of journey?
那么这长途的行程的这长途跋涉的距离，你是否能将注意力转移开
？No, we can't.
Right?
So reading is only a partial solution. Of course, reading is one of the solutions.
那么大家知道看书是解决办法之一。它预接受了 partial 的修饰，那么我们主要是用来加强一个什么概念呢？
Reading cannot solve the problems.
那么就是阅读也不能解决你所有的问题，它只不过是解决办法的一个部分， right?
Or reading is only one part of the solution.
Got it?
Why? For the monotonous rhythm of the wheels clicking on the wheels soon allows you to sleep.
好，注意这个句子的结构形式。For 引导原因状语从句，进一步对于前句加以补充说明，它并不是直截了当的原因，所以没有采用 because。当然，这里完全可以换译为 as。啊，在第一课我们就曾经讲到过。
The monotonous rhythm of the wheels,
那么这是本句的主语。
Clicking on the wheels
是现在分词做定语修饰什么？ The wheels, right?
Yeah.
那么在铁轨上发出咔嗒咔嗒的这种车轮单调的节奏
allows you to sleep,
让你昏昏欲睡。OK. So even you want to spend some time in reading a book, you cannot.
Soon.You will go to sleep, right?
Yeah. 你就是想在火车上多看几本书消遣消遣也不可能，因为很快就要入睡了， right?
During the day, sleep comes in snatches.
好，重点要把握这个 in snatches、哦。那现在在白天的时候呢，那一会儿呢你就睡着了，一会儿又醒来了， right?
At night, when you really wish to go to sleep,
so unfortunately, 那么不幸的是。When you really want to go to sleep,
you rarely manage to do so, right?
Okay. In fact, when we travel by train, we want to enjoy ourselves by reading or appreciating the beautiful scenery outside.
Yet, sleep comes in snatches.
And at night, when we want to have good rest,
yet, we cannot.
Even though we manage to do so, right? 你想想看，这很不幸啊！白天的时候想睡觉、想看书或者想欣赏窗外的景色，然而我们却一会儿就入睡，一会儿又醒来， right?
Why? Because
what?
Because of the monotonous rhythm of the wheels, right?
而在晚上呢，想睡觉的时候却怎么样？还睡不成了，哎。
If you are lucky enough to get a sleeper.
Let's say, if you are so lucky as to get a sleeper, right? 我用到 so as to 这句型去进行个解释。如果你很幸运、买到了卧铺的话
you spend half the night staring at the small blue light in the ceiling or fumbling to find your ticket for inspection.
So, in fact, the writer emphasized that you cannot have a good sleep during the night.那么通过这两个实例，作者也就是在说明，在晚上你是不能够睡得很好的，你是不能好好休息的 ，right？ 那么你这一晚上有一半的时间怎么样 ？Spend time doing something， 盯着那怎么样蓝色的小灯泡。
Our fumbling， 注意 fumbling 和这里的 staring 结构是一致的，
或者是摸摸索索的从口袋里面掏出票来，因为要验票了 ，right？For inspection。